إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Okay, طيب. We were discussing the five conditions of Sahih Hadith. We divided Hadith into four categories, remember? What was the first category? First category. No. Acceptable, exactly. Okay, I didn't hear that. Acceptable. What second one was? Daif. Third one? Daif jiddan. Fourth one? Mawdu. So we said acceptable is divided into two categories, Sahih and Hassan, right? And we thought Sahih has five categories. So the first one was? Complete isnad, okay? And there goes this pen. Complete isnad. Second one was? Adil. Third one was? Dabt. Okay? Dabt means? Good memory. Okay, fourth one. Fourth one is that it cannot be, write down the Arabic because you have to know the Arabic here. Shad. Okay? That's Sheen Alif Tha. Shaz. It cannot be Shaz. Okay? Shaz with a Zal. Zal. Not a Za, a Zal. We're getting there, calm down. It cannot be Shaz. Okay? Now, what does a Shaz, guys, come on, we talked about this. What does a Shaz Hadith mean? A Shaz Hadith is a Hadith that contradicts something that is stronger than it. Okay? Write them down. A Shad Hadith is a Hadith that contradicts something that is stronger than it. Okay? So a Hadith cannot be Shad in the sense that it cannot contradict a stronger Hadith or a verse in the Quran or something. It cannot contradict or go against something that is stronger than it. Okay? And the last condition, which I'm going to write over here, the fifth condition, SubhanAllah. This one is gone too. What's going on? We'll write it in red. Let's hope this one is working. The fifth condition is this one. No, this cannot be working. The board is not. It's the board. Uh-oh. It's a washable marker. Yeah, this is not going to work. Can someone also get some spray or something from the janitor to get the stuff, okay? Okay, just write it down here. I don't have to write it here. Oh, mashallah. Sisters are prepared, man.
They're hiding it from me.
Okay, the fifth condition was... The fifth condition is that the hadith cannot be... Well, first of all, this doesn't go in here. Okay. The fifth condition is it cannot... have. It cannot have an Arabic word. Illa. Oh, that's really bad. Huh? You don't have anything else? Okay. It cannot have an illa. Ain lam ta marbuta. Okay? It cannot have an illa. What is an illa? An illa means a hidden defect. A hidden defect. Okay? An illa means a hidden defect. It means that the first four conditions, they might be met. There's a continuous chain. All the people in the chain are trustworthy. All of them have good memories, okay? And it doesn't contradict anything stronger than that. But there is a hidden defect which you need a muhaddith to spot, okay? A hidden defect means apparently it looks like it's a fine isnad. It's a good isnad. But a muhaddith will come and tell you, no, there's a hidden defect here which is not apparent to the eye. Okay, and the hidden defects are many categories which we probably won't have time to get into, but just write that down for now. You'll know what a hidden defect is when you read on. Just know the Arabic word. It cannot have an illa or a hidden defect. Let me give you an example of an illa so you understand what's going on. Suppose humans make mistakes. So everyone makes mistakes, okay? Suppose there was a narration from Ibn Mas'ud, a companion, okay? So 10 people narrated it from Ibn Mas'ud and they stopped that Ibn Mas'ud said. One person that narrated it, he forgot that it was from Ibn Mas'ud, and he said Ibn Mas'ud said that the Prophet ﷺ said. Okay? So it was a statement of the companion, and yet one of the narrators, right, down the chain, maybe the third or fourth guy down the chain, he made a mistake, he forgot, And instead of saying Ibn Mas'ud said and then say the hadith, he said Ibn Mas'ud said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So he made it into a hadith. Okay? Now if you were to look at the isnad would be continuous. Okay? All the people would be adil. All the people have dhabt. It would not contradict anything stronger than that. But there would be a hidden defect. And that is that so many people narrated it. How do they narrate it? As a statement of Ibn Mas'ud. Whereas others narrated it as a statement of... Oh man, what'd you bring? Statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the one of the narrators, basically he makes a mistake. So it's a hidden defect. It's not apparent. You don't see this immediately, okay? That's an example of a hidden defect. Do you see that? Do you understand that?
Yes.
What a hidden defect is, right? Is that it's not something that's apparent. It's not something that you can just see. You need to go to a scholar of hadith. And the most difficult thing, by the way, in hadith is a hidden defect. In that, this is where the most important or the most difficult condition is, okay? If I were to, you know, teach you guys a year or less than a year, I could easily get you to understand the four categories perfectly well. You would be qualified to, you know, see if the isnad is, you know, continuous or not. Does it have, you know, all adil and all dhabt, you know. But one important thing that no one can become qualified to do unless he really increases his level of knowledge is an illah. This is why only the famous ulama of hadith, not even all the muhaddithun, only the top of the muhaddithin, they knew what an illah was. Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, okay, Ali al-Madini, some famous names are mentioned. Even not only all muhaddithun, okay, not only all muhaddithun, but only the top of the muhaddithin, they would become experts in the science of illah. Okay, now these are the five conditions for a hadith to be authentic. Everyone must understand these five conditions. If there are any questions, then let us do take them now, because if you don't understand these five conditions, you're not going to get anywhere beyond this. Okay, you understand so far what these five conditions are? Okay. Okay, we said that acceptable hadith are divided into two categories, sahih and hasan. What then is a hasan hadith? A hasan hadith fulfills all of the five criteria. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It fulfills all of these five criteria, except that in condition 3, instead of having a narrator who, what was condition number 3? Dhabt, right? He was highly precise, he was highly accurate. We have, let's say, an average person, okay? Of average accuracy. Average. Not a precise or 100% accurate or a very high quality level of people. Rather, you have an average person, an average narrator of hadith. He wasn't weak, he didn't make many mistakes, but he was less than the level of the ones before him. Please clarify what is a hidden defect. By the very nature of it, a hidden defect is not something that you can go and categorize, okay? The scholars have given various examples of a hidden defect. And one of the examples that I gave you is that, suppose Ibn Mas'ud made a statement. For example, we took today the narration of Ibn Mas'ud, that one of the greatest sins is to do shirk with Allah, and to give up of the mercy of Allah, and to despair of Allah's hope, and to feel secure of Allah's punishment or planning, okay? So this was a statement of Ibn Mas'ud. Suppose that Ibn Mas'ud narrated to 5 people and they narrated to 15 and so on. One of these 15 people, he made a mistake. And instead of remembering it as a hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, he took it as a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? So he said, my sheikh told me that his sheikh told him that Ibn Mas'ud said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So he made a mistake, right? You understand so far? He made a mistake. But that person in general was acceptable. He wasn't da'if. He wasn't weak. He was acceptable. Everyone makes mistakes. So he made a mistake in this particular hadith. Okay? Now if we were to look at these five categories, the first one, continuous, yes, it would fulfill. Second one, all the narrators are trustworthy, yes, it would fulfill. Third one, all the narrators have good memory, yes, it would fulfill. Fourth one, it doesn't contradict any stronger than that, no it doesn't. So it would fulfill. The fifth one, hidden defect, this is where a scholar of hadith would combine all of the narrations and realize that so and so he made a mistake. Instead of stopping at Ibn Mas'ud, he took it as a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? So this is, by the very nature of this term, a hidden defect, you can't systemize it or categorize it. Okay? It's something that the scholars of hadith, they know. That so and so he made a mistake, but when they combine all of the chains, or they know that a certain person had a certain mistake with him, then they would know that this is a hidden defect. So, inshallah, we might get a chance to talk about that in more detail. But a hasan hadith, we said, fulfills all of the five criterion exactly as a sahih hadith, except for one criterion, that is Number three, where instead of being above average, instead of being of the top quality, a person is of average memory. Okay? We're going to discuss the terms. We're going to discuss that at the end, inshallah. Okay? So a person, when he's of average quality, he's not below average in the sense that his memory is not that bad. It's just, you know, his memory is okay. Okay? Whereas the Sahih Hadith, his memory must be excellent, very good. Okay? Very good. And we're going to discuss these terms, inshallah, so you get an idea of what we're talking about. But the point is, when his memory was of average quality, then the hadith is considered hasan. Okay? Now, suppose you have two or three hasan hadith. All of them, they fulfill this criterion. Don't you think that will add strength to the hadith? Right? So what we say then, is that when we have two or more hasan hadith, then the hadith is raised to the level of sahih. Not by its own nature, but we call it in Arabic, لِغَيْرِهِ. Okay? صَحِيح لِغَيْرِهِ means it is صَحِيح due to supporting evidence. صَحِيح due to other evidence. Okay? And the first category of hadith that we did was, now we're going to put another term after that صَحِيح so that we understand what's going on. صَحِيح لِذَاتِهِ. صَحِيح because of its own self. Sahih because of its own category. So do you understand the difference between sahih لذاته and sahih لغيره? We'll go over it again. A sahih لذاته hadith are the ones that fulfill the criterion 1 to 5 that we talked about right now. Okay? Sahih لذاته. What does لذاته mean? It means of its own nature. It can stand on its own two feet as a sahih hadith. Okay? Sahih لغيره, it means that due to supporting evidence, due to external evidence, in and of itself it cannot be sahih. But when you take, so these are like, two or more, hasan hadith. Two or more hasan hadith. You understand this? When you have two or more hasan hadith, then the hadith becomes sahih li ghayrihi. What do you mean by two or more hasan hadith? We mean that the same matan with two different hasan isnads. What is the matan? Amir. The actual speech at the end. Two different isnads means? Two different chains of narrators. So each chain of narrators is hasan. The first chain is hasan, the second chain is hasan. Taken together, the hadith will become? What will it become? Sahih li ghayrihi. Okay? So, just like sahih is divided into two, likewise, hasan is divided into two also. Okay? So we talked about what is hasan. Let's say hasan. Same thing, hasan li dhatihi and hasan li ghayrihi. Same thing, لذاته and لغيره, okay? حسن لذاته is fulfills criteria 1 to 5 of حسن, not of صحيح. Remember, we just did that right now. Okay? حسن لذاته. So what do you think حسن لغيره will be? Who can guess? Usman. Think. We said that صحيح لذاته means it's صحيح due to its own merit. It can stand on its own two feet as being sahih. Whereas sahih li ghayrihi means you need two or three hasans to bring it up to the level of sahih li ghayrihi. So what do you think hasan li dhatihi is? Is that it can stand on its own two feet as being hasan. How about hasan li ghayrihi? Two or more what types of hadith? No. Two or more hasan hadith becomes what? Sahih li ghayrihi. So what is hasan li ghayrihi? Weaker than that. What's weaker than that? You jumped all the way there, Abdurrahman. Huh? Ba'if. Exactly. So two or more ba'if hadith. We're good at that. Okay, hasan, yeah. And sahih li dhatihi li ghayrihi. We're going to understand that. So basically, when you have two or more ba'if hadith, it's raised to... Let's go back. And that's the problem with the small board. If I had a big board, we can show it much better. Okay? We'll go back to it. Authentic or classification of hadith, right? Classification of hadith. We said there's four categories. One, two, three, four, right? This one is mawdu'. This one is da'if jiddan. Da'if jiddan, okay? This one is da'if. And this one is, we said it in English, acceptable. Okay? Acceptable is divided furthermore into two categories, right? So we have sahih Sahih is divided into two categories also. لذاته and لغيره. حسن is also divided into two categories. What are they? Same thing. لذاته and لغيره. Okay, do you understand this so far? Take a nice look at it. Where the big classification, the big scheme of things is hadith are divided into four categories. Okay? Mawdu', fabricated. Ba'if jiddan, very weak. Ba'if, weak. We said that in English, acceptable, and Arabic has a term for it which you don't need to learn. There's no benefit to this. Acceptable is divided into two categories. Sahih and Hasan. Okay? We said that we defined the definitions 1 through 5 of lidatihi, right? 1 through 5 conditions for lidatihi. Everyone remembers them. You understand so far? We defined the five conditions of sahih. The first one was, what are the five conditions for any hadith to be sahih? Complete isnad, right? Unbroken chain. Then adl. Then dabt. Then someone else. Third one. Shad. Fourth one. Illa. So we defined the five conditions for lidatihi. We then went to hasan lidatihi. And we defined also five conditions for hasan lidatihi. What are the five conditions of hasan lidatihi? How do they differ from these five? Irtada.
Same except number three.
Same except that the dabt can be a bit less. How less? Average, not below average. Okay? So if a person is of average memory according to scholars of hadith, right? Average memory, then his hadith will be hasan lidatihi. Now I said, suppose we have two or more hadith hasan lidatihi. Where would they be classified then? Sahih li ghayrihi. So we have... You confused? Slow down. Okay. You understand so far? Sahih lidatihi and hasan lidatihi. These are the five conditions that we mentioned. They stand on their own merit. You don't have to look at anybody or anything else. Okay? Now, suppose you have more than one hasan lidatihi hadith. Okay? So you have one matin, the same matin, right? The same matin. The same matin, but two different isnads for it, okay? This is a different chart. I wish we had a bigger board here. Two different isnads. Isnad 1 and isnad 2. Okay? Both of these isnads are hasan isnads. They're not sahih. Both of these chains are hasan. Hasan lidatihi. Okay? Now, this hadith, this matin then, can be classified as sahih lighayrihi. Okay? That sahih due to supporting evidence. What does lighayrihi mean? Means due to supporting evidence. Okay? So on its own merit, the hadith is hasan. But when you take into account the other hadith, each of these two is hasan. This is hasan, this is hasan. When you take into account both of them together, then you get sahih lighayrihi. Okay? Imran, you understand so far? Okay. Now we said, suppose you have one or more da'if hadith. Two or more. Or greater than two, da'if hadith. Okay? A hadith could be da'if. And we're going to discuss da'if hadith for the next hour or two. A hadith could be da'if. But if you have more than one of them, if you have two, three, four, five, then they come together and they become hasan lighayrihi. Okay? Is that clear? All the brothers, sisters, is that clear? Okay, what? لِغَيْرِهِ There's a ra. لِغَيْرِهِ Yes. Okay? Sisters, is that clear? If I don't hear enough, I'm assuming everyone understands. Okay, so that the point is that we have to understand an acceptable hadith is divided into two categories, hasan and sahih. Okay? Now, if for a hadith to be hasan in and of itself, hasan lidati, hasan on its own merits, it has to meet these five criteria. If you have more than one of these hadith, then you'll jump to this category. Sahih لِغَيْرِهِ If, however, the hadith, the first hadith that you were discussing, met the five criterion of sahih, in other words, the people that had excellent memories, okay, then the hadith will be classified as sahih lidati. So if you have 10 hasan lidati hadith, where would you classify them? 10 of them, all of them hasan lidati. Where would they go? Sahih lighayrihi. You can never ever move up sahih lighayrihi to sahih lidati. Okay? There's no hierarchy except from lidati to distance to lighayrihi. Likewise, da'if, if you had a million da'if hadith, right? Where would they go? Hasan lighayrihi. They would never become sahih lighayrihi. Okay? They would never become sahih lighayrihi. They only go up to hasan lighayrihi. Okay, everyone understand this point. This is a key point. The most important point of this actually is da'if hadith. Why is this? A hadith might be da'if, right? But then you go and you find another isnad, or you find another chain of the hadith, that too is da'if. You put both of them together, and they will become hasan li-ghayri. So therefore they will become acceptable. Why is this? Because I guess now is a good point to talk about this. This is because when it comes to acceptability of hadith, all that comes after this point is not acceptable to act upon or to believe in or anything. Not acceptable. Okay? So whatever comes after acceptability, which is da'if, da'if, jiftan, and mawdu', we cannot base any fiqh or any aqidah on it. We cannot act on it. Okay? This is by the vast majority of the ulama of the salaf and the khalaf, they said we cannot base any fiqh or any aqidah on da'if and da'if, jiftan, hadith. And everyone says mawdu'. Okay? The vast majority of the scholars, excuse me. The vast majority of the scholars of the past and the present, they said that you cannot base, and this is also the opinion of the four imams, you cannot base any fiqh or any aqidah on da'if or da'if jiddan hadith. As for mawdu', then no one has any difference of opinion. Fabricated. Everyone knows the Prophet didn't say it. Okay? So the only hadith that you can use must be hasan li dhati, hasan li ghayrihi, or sahih li dhati, sahih li ghayrihi. Everyone clear on this point so far? Okay? Okay. Now we move on to weak hadith. I'm deleting this. Erasing it. We move on to weak hadith. Okay? Now, we mentioned five, whatchamacallit? We mentioned five whatchamacallits, okay? We mentioned five, characteristics for a hadith to be sahih or hasan. And we said that, number three, which is dhabt, if it goes a bit less, then it becomes from sahih to hasan. So now imagine, another way to rephrase this is, whenever one of these conditions is not met, then the hadith will automatically be either da'if. No. Any of these conditions is not met. It'll either be da'if